Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike, and I am Michael Wolfeld, a naturopath, a staff naturopath with PHP. And I'm here with my good friend and colleague, Phil DeGracie. Phil, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Dr. Mike.
Excellent. Well, we've got a great call lined up today. You know, I've had many, many people who are doing the fast, and one of the questions that comes up a lot is, you know, how do we go about starting this and how do we go about stopping it? And, you know, we've given some information, but I think it's good. And Phil and I discussed this a few days ago, and we realized that this is a very important, you know, topic. Now, one of the things I want to throw out, you know, many of our members are actually now working to do PHP as a fast business. And the idea is to set up small groups of individuals, you know, anywhere between 2 and maybe 10 people who would all like to do the anabolic fast together. They don't have to obviously live next to each other because, you know, they can be in this, you know, across the country or whatever. But the idea is that every day these people would get together on the phone, you know, via a conference call. And I'm happy to participate. I think Phil would be happy. I think Joel Calandrillo would be happy. In fact, I was going to say that tomorrow night, Phil will be joined by Joel Calandrillo, and they'll be doing the call. And they'll be pretty much, the whole call will be dedicated to feedback from you folks in terms of the kind of results and, progress you've had with doing the fast. But Phil, you know, I think, why don't you start this, because I think this is a good thing that you brought up. And one thing I'd like to say right off the bat, and Phil is sort of our poster boy, because he and his girlfriend, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they have done the fast and utilized the fast in the finest way they could, and that is using it as a stair step to improve their own diet and lifestyle. You know, and they are now, you know, trying to eat a lot more raw. They're juicing, doing all sorts of good things. And so, you know, one of the big problems that I've run into is a lot of people just simply do the fast because it's sort of it's an intrigue. You know, it sounds like a neat thing to do. They want to lose weight, whatever, or they've got a health concern that they think this will help with. But it's the idea of using this as a stepping stone, like rebooting the computer and moving into a better, finer lifestyle of, you know, eating fresher foods and more raw foods and, you know, less processed foods and so on and so forth. So, Phil, why don't you give us your take on, you know, what do people really need to be doing before they start the fast so they have the best success? Because you've done this a few times and I've talked to many people, so give us your intake on this.
Well, yeah, I mean, usually, friends or acquaintances who, you know, are just about, you know, ready to, you know, purchase their fasting pack and get ready to, as we call it, we like to call it the pre-fast. And a great example of that, and I used this in our last call, too, was with my sister because she was highly toxic, ate the conventional American diet, as we've all done in our lives at some point. And she
and we've all survived it.
We've all survived it. Yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Let me
right.
tell you. But I just felt like you want to get the best results. You really need to take your time with it. Don't. I know it's exciting and you want to jump into it and get started. But I think you should really take the time to start to take away certain foods. And I know and I would consider the animal products and, you know, dairy and all that stuff be your main focus of eliminating first, because that's the food that really does, I think, the most harm as far as, you know, the body not being able to process it all at once, it all just getting stuck and decaying in our intestines.
It's way too heavy. Yeah, it doesn't move.
And our blood becoming highly acidic with it, you know, and our body just not knowing what to do, so it has to, you know, leach the calcium from our bones to actually to neutralize the acidity. Which is why we have a high rate of osteoporosis in this country. So anyway, I tell people a clean diet, and you'd be surprised when people say clean. They say, well, you know, chicken and fish, is that good? And I'm like, No, not really. You know, it's not that good.
That's a good point. I had a lady today ask me if it's okay to have fried chicken. And I said, well, no. And she says, well, how often do you have fried chicken? I said, it's been about 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, anything fried, I don't care if it's vegetables or anything. Anything fried, it's just not healthy.
Yeah.
Lots of good organic oatmeals and brown rice and really fresh organic vegetables and fruits and juices and use the Purium products as well, you know?
Well, that's a good point. You know, start with, you don't have to use the Power Shake, but I mean, if you want to use the Power Shake before, that would be great. But, you know, even the best of greens would be a good thing to do two or three times a day for the week before, or the more greens. You know, get yourself into the whole routine of what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, and don't make it like, I mean, you know, it should be fun. Even the pre-fasting and starting, you know, it's like a journey and just have fun with it. But I just can't stress it enough. Please, it needs to be clean. Get out of the animal products. Stop that. Hopefully, you know, you won't. I mean, your cravings will be less after you've done the fast. It will kill a lot of your bad cravings, including some animal products, because you're going to see when you come off of the fast and you start to eat those foods again how heavy you feel and how not so good you feel. And then when you go to the more lighter foods, the fruits and vegetables, you know, you feel really good. So you're not going to want to go back to that. You know, if you definitely do it for 7 to 14 days, you're not going to want to go back to the way you ate before. It's just your body's just not going to respond to it the way it used to.
One thing that I have found, and I think, you know, maybe you can talk about this, as you know, since you've done it too, but I have told people that even the things that they now crave, you know, the Dunkin' Donuts and the chocolate chip cookies, you know, and their latte from Starbucks, that after they've gone through like 7 or 14 days, those things aren't even going to sound good.
No.
And that's an exciting thing, you know, it really is, because we've all become addicted to the wrong food tastes, and once it really is like rebooting the computer. It's phenomenal that I always tell the story, you know, when I was in college, my girlfriend called up and she had a box of Krispy Kreme donuts, and man, I would have walked the mile and a half to her house to have some.
Yeah,
and now, if someone put a Krispy Kreme donut in front of my face and said, "You want to eat this? Eat them," you know, I couldn't even bite it. I mean, it would be disgusting to me.
It's not appealing anymore. It's just, just not. That stuff is just not appealing. And once your body gets accustomed to, you know, the good healthy foods, it's just a great way to live. It really is. And then you're able to have a choice. You know, after you've done this, the fast, there's a choice instead of an addiction, you know, if we want to call it that, a choice to, you know, do I want that or not? You know, it's not that I need to have that. It becomes a choice, and you're able to, 9 times out of 10, you know, pick the better quality food.
Well, that's a very good point. You know, and this one lady that I actually was talking to earlier, she actually posed the question, and she said, well, you know, is it okay, like, say, once every couple of weeks, you know, if I want to have fried chicken, you know, I can go ahead and have the fried chicken. And I said, well, sure, you can do that if you want. I said, but I promise you that if you do this right, that fried chicken is going to actually look disgusting to you. And she just sort of chuckled to me. And then she said, well, you know, I would actually like that to happen. I said, well, it will. You know, and that's what people need to realize is that once you flush this junk out of your system, it's amazing how the body responds, and really, the body really wants real food.
Oh yeah, the cravings for green foods are just like, it's crazy how you're like, you know, the cravings used to be cheeseburgers and fries, and then all of a sudden you're craving like a kale salad or something. You know, like it's amazing once you reboot that, you reboot the system, the food that you crave. It's really trippy.
It is. It's actually quite amazing when you think about
it.
And what
had happened to us with the on the first fast, where we weren't vegan yet, and we would punish ourselves. It was funny. We would watch the Food Network and all those shows while we were fasting. We kind of punished ourselves in that sense, and we're craving all of these foods, you know, the cheeseburgers and the pizzas. And then once you come off of it, you're not craving that stuff. So
right.
People should know that. You're having these cravings now during the fast or whatever, and you're craving all the, you know, the greasy, fatty foods. But once you come off of it, you're not going to be craving it.
Right. Well, see, and I think that's a good point. One thing that I tell everyone is we're not suggesting that you deprive yourself. All right? That's an important thing. A lot of people look at this as being, oh, my God, this is gruesome. Wait a second. No. If you really want to eat your greasy cheeseburger or your, you know, Domino's pizza, go right ahead and do it. But I will promise you that it ain't going to taste good.
No, it's
and
not.
You're going to feel lousy almost immediately, but if that's what it takes, go ahead and do it, because the last thing that we want is for you to feel deprived. That's not where it's at. It is very important that you go the exact opposite way, and that you do, in other words, if you're not going to have this stuff, don't have it because it's what you want to do, not because you're doing it because you have to. That's crucial.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to happen pretty easily. So, you know, but you've got to give it a chance and get used to what real food tastes like. And like Phil said, and I'm saying the same thing, once you do it, man, you can never, ever go back to that cheeseburger again. It will absolutely be disgusting.
Yeah, and I told this story quickly. Last phone call was with my friend who had got it. He did the anabolic fast for 7 days. The next day he went for a cheeseburger and a milkshake, and he felt so disgusting about it that he went on and did the fast another 7 days. He says it didn't taste right. He goes, I felt sick. He goes, it didn't feel right. So, like I said, just have fun with it, and if you fall off, just get back on again, you know. Don't beat yourself up, because it's a lifelong journey. It's just not a 7 day journey or a 14 day journey. It's you keep doing it. You just keep doing it.
Well, that's a good point. And you know, and the other thing about, you know, when you stop doing it, it's a good idea to continue using, like, the Power Shake. Even if before that you were using, say, the Best of Greens or the Kamut or whatever, use the Power Shake for another week or so. You know, and then if you want to go back to doing the other thing, or add the Best of Greens also. You know, the more of the superfoods you pump into your body, the more you're going to nourish those cells, which means at that point, the cravings are going to be mental and emotional cravings. They're not going to be physical cravings. And so then it becomes much easier. And like, you know, you just said, Phil, you go get that cheeseburger and plastic milkshake, and it's going to be absolutely disgusting. I mean, it still sounds good, but even looking at it will be a lot different experience once you do it. I mean, I know. I've gone through this myself. It's been a while, but I mean, it's phenomenal how the body just goes towards real food. I mean, it's actually it's magical.
Yeah, yeah. We were all born vegan until these processed meats were pumped into our system. So, you know, fruits and vegetables are, you know, what we're meant to be eating. That's how I feel anyway. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me. I'm gonna unmute the thing if I can, but you know, I do want to just remind everybody that right now the anabolic fast is a great value. It's a great value at regular price, but right now for the months of January and February, it's on sale. And of course, you can talk to the person that got you this call, or you know, call the 888-747-6733 number tomorrow morning. You know, they can give you the details in terms of what the savings are and so on and so forth. But what you have to realize, if you do this for 7 days, that's all you're spending for the whole 7 days. That's inexpensive for a week's worth of food. And it's going to make you feel good. And keep in mind that fasting has been going on since the beginning of time. And the one real advantage, there's several advantages, but to me the biggest advantage of the PHP fast is simply that it's easy to do. There's not a lot of preparation time. You know, I have a friend that retired from work. He was like 59 or 60 years old, and he was experiencing incredible tachycardia. I mean, his heart rate was going all over the place. They thought he was pre-diabetic. I mean, he had a very stressful job working for a, you know, Fortune 500 company, you know, always going to meetings. And, of course, you know, you're sitting around and they have cookies and stuff and you end up eating the stuff you don't want to eat. And so he retired and decided to take 60 days and went to India. And he actually did a fresh juice fast for 60 days. And he lost 50 pounds. And, of course, over there, you know, he would just... he had someone do it for him, so it was pretty easy. But the point was, he said, you know, if I had to do this all myself, it would have been a lot of work. But the bottom line was, when he came back here, he had lost 50 pounds, his tachycardia was gone, his cholesterol was normal, his blood pressure was normal, he had no signs of prediabetes. And so this is just one of the examples of why people have fasted for thousands of years, because it's one of the easiest ways to heal the body. When you start limiting caloric intake and you actually put superfoods into your system, your body can then retire a lot of energy that it's normally been using for digestion, and it can use that energy for the healing process, and it's magic. And so that's it. But like I said, the biggest advantage that I see to the anabolic fast is it's so easy to do. And number two, you're getting good, solid nutrition, and you're getting enough calories that you can pretty much continue your daily routine of having to go to work or whatever if, you know, if you can't take the time off. It's best if you can relax and really let your body chill out while you're doing a fast like this. But, you know, if you can't, this is sort of the modern-day fast, and I think that's a real advantage. And like I said, it's not that expensive when you consider you're going to be doing it as your sole food intake for a week or 2 weeks or whatever time you're going to do. So I don't know if you have anything to add to that, Phil, but I just thought that's that's a real good point.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And basically the main products in the fast are the Power Shake and the Master Amino. So depending on how much your body weight is, you can definitely, just by purchasing another Power Shake, you can go for another 14 to, you know, 17, however many days it'll allow.
Yeah.
So it's really, really, in terms of money-wise, it's a great investment.
It's a good buy. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
If you invest in your health, it's the best way to spend your money for sure. All right, well, let me see if I can unmute this thing, and if anybody wants to join in and offer some observations that they've had. Okay, hold on. Let's see if we can do this. Okay, I think we may be off of lecture mode. So if anyone, yeah, I hear background noise. So anyone want to have a comment about the doing the fast themselves, or, you know, someone they know who's done it? Any comments are welcome?
Yeah. Yes, this is Joe in Florida. I just wanted to ask you a few people have asked me, what makes the anabolic fast different from anything over the counter? You know, that they might be at Whole Foods or any of these health food stores. But I can kind of explain to them the difference that, in as far as the products of what we're offering.
Right. Well, I think that's a great question, Joe. And I think the main thing is, PHP offers pure, unadulterated superfoods. You're pretty much going to find, if you start looking at labels, you're going to see words that you can't pronounce. You're going to see things like magnesium stearate. You're going to see things like silicon dioxide. And you're also going to see isolated soy protein. You're going to see isolated whey protein. And, you know, these things are, and you're going to see maltodextrin. You're going to see ingredients that are fillers and give good label, read, but they're not nature's superfoods. And so that's what sets this apart, that these products have been put together because they represent the purest and most concentrated forms of superfoods that are available with the most nutrition for the least number of calories. And that's always, you know, a good combination. And I doubt seriously that you will find anything over the counter that can compete even on a price scale with inferior ingredients. I think it was a vitamin shop, and they have a couple different programs that you could do similar to this, and they were about 25% more expensive, and the products were full of garbage. I mean, I wouldn't have given it to a dead dog. So this is the kind of stuff you see out there, and this is one of the reasons why the health food industry is under attack, because there's too many companies that fudge, and, you know, I'm not bad-mouthing anybody. I mean, everyone has a right to do what they're doing, but the consumer really has to beware. You have to read labels, and you have to look and see what you're getting. You look at the Power Shake, for example, and, I mean, it's 100% food. There's no filler in there. There's nothing that's just being added to give it some bulk. Everything that's in there is designed to give you maximum nutrition and value. And you're not going to find that combination in anything that's over the counter. I don't know about you, Phil, but I've looked at a few things just because people ask me, and I've been shocked at what's out there for a lot of money.
Well, yeah. Well, I've known some people to do some of those, you know, those quick and easy, you know, packaging from, you know, Whole Foods or, you know, Vitamin Shop or GNC, those type of fats, and
yeah,
they didn't get any results whatsoever, which makes it harder for, you know, to get somebody on something like the anabolic, because they're just so skeptical.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You know, so they kind of ruin it for the good programs, you know, the ones that really do work.
That's
like
a good
anabolic fast.
You know, one thing I would like to throw out there for people, because I've had a lot of people say, well, is there anything that I can do to actually make this fast even better? And I'll say, well, yeah, there's one thing that you can do that's actually quite effective, is first thing in the morning, have a big glass of warm water with the juice of one fresh lemon in it. And that is phenomenal. It goes right to your liver, and it will flush out your liver. And that's a real good thing to do when you're fasting. So for people that are looking for a little bit extra something to do, that's a real good thing to do. It's very pleasant, too, but you want to make sure it's warm water. Warm water goes to the liver, and if it's room temperature, it goes to the colon.
And Dr. Mike, my last question.
Yes.
The anabolic fast, and I'll close with this. Does it also address like detoxifying the liver, lymphatic system, the kidneys?
It certainly, you know, the bottom line, this Joel, is that when you severely limit your caloric intake and you're providing very solid nutrition, in other words, lots of vitamins and minerals in a whole food form, the body automatically is going to go into a cleansing mode. That's just the way the human body works. Now, like I said, by doing the lemon juice and water in the first thing in the morning, that can be a big help in further enhancing, you know, liver cleansing. For people that, you know, are really aggressive, you know, there's nothing wrong with adding an enema to the anabolic fast. I mean, there are things you can do to further it along, but they're not necessary. It just depends on where you're starting. I mean, there are some, you know, right now we live in a very toxic world, and the liver takes a huge brunt of the toxic load that we are exposed to. And so anything you can do to further enhance the cleansing of that is only a positive thing. But to answer your question, you're going to experience cellular cleansing throughout the entire body when you limit caloric intake and you're just giving the body what it needs to maintain itself. So that, I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Great.
And plus implementing the flush as well.
Right.
If you're not going on your own, possibly trying to do it every other day, if not at least 2 to 3 times a week. You know, getting that excess garbage out of you, get it moving, get it out.
Yeah.
So the flush, I think, the flush is key to for a lot of people to really, and especially if you want to get that weight loss. I mean, a lot of people have you know, really, really followed the flushing regimen every other day. And, you know, I've had people in 2 weeks lose 32 pounds.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Of, yeah. So
when John Wayne passed away, they did an autopsy and they actually discovered that he had over 40 pounds of dried fecal matter in his colon. So, you know, if you're talking to someone and they get mad at you and, you know, they say, well, you know, you're just full of crap, they're probably just speaking the truth. You know, they're not insulting you.
Yeah.
So doing the flush can be good. Some people who have not been, who the flush is difficult for them, they've done enemas and that works fine too. So whatever works, you want to keep the system moving as best you can while you're fasting, because that's crucial, so that you're moving the toxins through. Can't stress that too much.
Now walking is good as well.
Walking's good, sweating's good. If you have a sauna to go or sit in, you know, the infrared's the best, but just a regular sauna at a gym, that's fine too. Drink lots and lots of water. Especially in the wintertime, you know, because it's cold in a lot of places, so doing some saunas can be very helpful. Even taking another thing that a lot of people have, not a lot of people, but some people do, it's very helpful to do an Epsom salts bath once or twice a week while you're doing it, because that is a bit, for 20 minutes, you put 3 to 5 cups of Epsom salts in a bathtub, soak in, you know, relatively pretty warm water for 20 minutes, and that is a great detoxifier because, you know, the skin is one of the biggest organs in the body to get rid of stuff. So that's going to be very helpful. Well, Phil, I see that we are just about out of time, and I really appreciate everyone joining us, especially you, and I just want to remind everybody that Phil DeGracie and Joel Calandrillo will be doing the call tomorrow, which is Thursday, January 26th, same time, same place. And it'll be an open forum, so hopefully many, many people will be calling in with comments and questions and just their own experiences. And this has been great. And like I said, there are several people out there that are working to put fasting groups together and want to do a PHP business really solely as a fasting business. And I think it's a great idea because fasting is something that everybody needs to do. And doing it in a group is phenomenal because you have support, and I think that's just the best.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyhow, it's been great being with you guys, and take good care, and God bless, and I will be back with you the second Wednesday of February. So until then, bye for now.
Bye-bye, guys. Good luck with everything.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.